joining us in a studio, Dr. Anton Meiberg. He is a pulmonologist, a physician, and he's here. The good news is that he's not wearing a mask.
Oh, thank goodness.
I would have panicked if he walked into studio wearing a mask.
And good morning.
All right. So is it time to panic?
No, it's not time to panic.
Okay, when? Will you tell us when?
I'll let you know. If you don't see me in the studio, there's no time to panic.
Because now there's talk that it's not yet a pandemic. It has not been declared a pandemic. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
What makes something a pandemic?
Well, I think it's got to be institutionalized by the World Health Organization to say that there's been a number of deaths. There's been an extreme contagious outbreak over borders, and that makes it into a pandemic.
Okay, so can you just tell us what this is? Because from what I understand, and I didn't realize it, this is not the first time that the coronavirus has existed. This name's been around for a while.
The coronavirus is a family of viruses that is spread from animals to humans. It's known as a zoonosis, but it's not the first time it's been around. This has been around for hundreds of years, maybe even longer. The most prevalent cases were in 2002 when there was a disease called SARS, which is severe acute respiratory syndrome. This happened also in mainland China, and there were about 800 deaths out of about 8,500 people. So it was a 10% mortality rate from this disease. Okay. In 2012, there was another coronavirus outbreak called MERS, which is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. This was happening in Saudi Arabia, and there was about 2,500 people infected, and there was about a 34% mortality at that stage.
34? Okay. Wow.
We're now dealing with something called novel coronavirus, and novel means new. This is detected in December 2019 in Wuhan, China. And at this point in time, we're looking at 20,000 people have been infected and 465 deaths. Okay. That's looking at about 2 to 3%. So you're looking at a very different type of virulence of a virus compared to that of SARS and MERS. You're looking at a very contagious virus, but the mortality rate from this virus is far less than that of the other viruses.
Okay, so it's
so this is a type, just only a type of coronavirus.
This is a type of coronavirus.
It's just that they haven't come up with a new name for it, so now it's
Well, they have. They've called it novel coronavirus. Haven't called it SARS or MERS yet, but they're going to find a name for it. I think they're going to stick with novel.
Oh, so they'll stick with novel.
I wish they'd remove Corona. Shame for the beer brand.
Yes, no, it is a shame. I've seen, in fact, BBC are referring to it as Wuhan coronavirus.
Yeah, so they're working on it. They've got to find some acronym for it.
Yeah. Alright, so let's just try and understand this. Why then, if this has existed for a while, the mortality rate obviously is worrying, but, well, let me ask you this. What is the mortality rate on a normal flu virus?
That's very interesting, because the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, have come out with their stats in America at the moment.
Yes.
They say there's about 13 million people that have been infected with the influenza virus in America. 165,000 people have been hospitalized.
Right.
10,000 deaths. Now, that's in one season in America.
Yes.
And yet people are going mad over the novel coronavirus.
So why is that? Is it because it's new?
It's new, and people don't know about it, and it's not contained yet. Okay? And there's no effective treatment for it at this point in time.
Is there a treatment for the normal flu virus, though?
So there's vaccines for the flu virus, and there's symptomatic treatment.
Right.
They're working on vaccines for the new novel coronavirus, but that won't happen within this flu or this novel coronavirus season.
So the people that have been infected with the virus outside of China that haven't died, so they've been cured, right?
No. So you also got to understand how many people have been infected outside of China. Okay? If you look in America, they've got 11 cases. Okay.
Yeah.
If you look in Japan, they're 20 cases. So there's not many cases outside of China at the moment.
Mm.
But the amount of people that are infected are people that are not extremely sick but are ill. But there's only been one death in the Philippines at the moment.
Yeah. So they still have it.
They still have it, but they're not as badly affected.
Oh.
And how, what's the life of this type of a virus? In other words, are we expecting it to mutate?
So it can go on for months, this type of virus. I mean, if we look at the SARS virus that went on from 2002 to 2003, the MERS virus was 2012 to 2013, then there was a resurgence of it again in 2015, 2016 in Korea. So it can mutate and it can change. But time will tell.
Okay, so let's get now to a little bit of the basics around the virus. What actually, what is it?
So basically, this is a virus that has been spread from animals to humans, okay? If we go back historically, the SARS virus was a virus that was picked up from bats, and most likely from bat droppings, mm-hmm. that was passed over to an animal. They call it the palm civet, okay, and that was transferred to humans. The MERS virus was also once again transferred from bats, also from their droppings, and that was transferred to camels and picked up in humans.
I actually saw a video on Twitter of, like, bat soup. Can you
stay away from that. I wouldn't.
It's not kosher.
Hashtag no bat soup.
Yeah, so let's maybe just not do the bat soup thing.
Hashtag bat man's not so popular this week.
But I'm guessing if you are going to eat bat soup, you must thoroughly cook the bat.
No, I think thoroughly don't eat it.
I think thoroughly stay away from that type of thing.
It's a nutty. Stick to couscous.
Now, the novel coronavirus now is being thought to have been found in a seafood market in Wuhan, China. They don't exactly know which animal it was. They think it might have been a cobra, okay, but they're still working on what the actual cause was. But definitely bats are implicated in the whole theory here.
Right. Rakhadi says, good morning, Howard. Please can you ask the doctor, how long do people remain contagious for if they have been infected? And and science says there was a coronavirus scare at the Joburg Gen over the weekend, but provisional tests were negative.
Okay, so both questions are important. Okay.
Before you answer that, 34519 or 061-895-1019, I am chatting in a studio to Dr. Anton Marburg. He's a pulmonologist physician. We are talking about the coronavirus. If you do have any questions, please feel free to send them through.
So there have been no identified coronavirus cases in South Africa. Let me repeat that. There are no cases in South Africa at this point in time.
Right.
We have an excellent body in South Africa called the NICD. That's the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. Okay. They are doing the surveillance. They're looking at all the samples, all the swabs, everything that's coming in. And they are also correlating with all the doctors what to do and when to do something.
So there's this network.
There's a massive network that people don't know about.
Yeah, so you'll get information saying, you know.
You as a patient can't go to a lab and ask them to test you for coronavirus. It's got to come through one of the doctors, and the doctor's educated enough to know when it's important enough to go and send you for this type of sample.
Okay, got it.
Very important is to have a travel history. You've got to have a travel history to China or somebody who's traveled from China that's been in close contact with
you. And the Chinese mall, that mall that's actually China Mall doesn't count in Bruma.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about China Mall in Bruma at this point, unless you've got somebody who's been traveling up and down to Wuhan at this point in time. Remember that this is a disease that is spread by the respiratory route, okay?
Right.
So people will cough on you or people will sneeze on you. It's particle spread, okay?
Particle.
And that's why people are making a whole hoo-ha about wearing masks, okay, because they want to stop the spread of the particles. But at this point in time, we're not at risk for this, so you don't have to go mad and go buy masks and stockpile.
Right. Okay, and Rakhadi's question, how long do people remain contagious for if they're infected?
So the incubation period is about 2 weeks. That means from the time of the onset of you getting the virus to you actually developing symptoms, it's about 2 weeks, okay?
Is that longer than normal?
So the average time for that is about, they say about 10 days. SARS was about 5 days, okay?
Right, which is actually better because the shorter the time, the more you can control it, surely.
Yeah. And the symptoms come out quicker, so people realize it. So
exactly.
That's why it's not great to have a 10-day, you know, waiting period before any symptoms come out. The problem is, though, we're getting what we call asymptomatic people, so people who aren't developing any symptoms but are still contagious. And you can be contagious for 2 to 3 weeks without knowing anything.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah.
That is.
So you can't get it by touching something that a person with coronavirus has touched?
No. These type of viruses die in the air.
So
you can't be sitting next to me and saying, I've eaten a chocolate. You can't have some of that chocolate that's been sitting next to me for 10 minutes. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Interesting.
But it is airborne spread.
In fact, I saw a lot of people worrying about containers coming in from China with goods in it. It's unlikely.
Once again, it dies in the environment. It's got to be airborne spread through particles, someone coughing on you or someone sneezing on you.
Right. Time is 7:21. I'm chatting to Dr. Anton Marburg. We'll be back with more information and a greater discussion. Time is 7:24, about to go 7:25. I'm Howard Feldman in studio with Dr. Anton Marburg. He's a pulmonologist and physician in a private practice. We're talking about the coronavirus. If you do have any questions, 34519 or 061-895-1019. Thank you for joining us. Is there any effective treatment available?
So over the last 2 days in Thailand, they've come up with a few treatments that they think might be helping curb the end result of this virus. Mm. They're using antiretrovirals as well as Tamiflu together to try and cause some sort of reaction. And they find there's definitely been some positive outcomes with that.
Interesting. And but this is now separate. I mean, is this the new flu? In other words, should we still get the flu vaccine?
So this is completely separate from flu. Okay, this is a type of virus.
Right.
But you definitely have to get the flu vaccine end of March, beginning of April. As I said before, you're completely negligent if you don't get a flu vaccine.
Okay, please say that again.
You're completely negligent if you do not get a flu vaccine.
So now, did you hear that? Stop it.
As I've said, I've just seen an update, 19 million cases in the USA, 10,000 deaths, 65 pediatric patients died. Okay?
That is
so, I mean, this is unbelievable. And the FDA have just come out with a new vaccine for influenza, the H5N1 vaccine.
Right.
So there's lots happening there, but
I don't want to move in off onto a tangent, but this particular flu this year in the Northern Hemisphere was particularly
far
severe.
More virulent than it's been before.
Yeah.
You know, 10,000 deaths compared to
To some extent, whilst refocusing on coronavirus, there's a much greater likelihood that this other seasonal flu is coming our way, and it's actually particularly dangerous.
It is coming our way. It is dangerous. And we're focusing on the coronavirus because, once again, it's new, and there's hype about it, and it's, you know, people have been quarantined. You know, people in Wuhan, 13 million people, it's the size of London. Imagine quarantining the whole of London.
Yeah, well, China can do that. There's a lot of talk about the information that hasn't come out of China.
Yes, there's a problem with that. When SARS came out in 2002, the Chinese authorities only alerted people 80 days into the virus. They had a whole total ban on it. Now it's come out, they would say, probably about 10 to 14 days after the virus came out with this novel coronavirus. So there is a bit of information being held back, and we expect that.
Okay, so, it is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
It is new. There is no effective treatment at this stage.
No effective treatment at this stage. And the most important thing is if you are infected, or if you are around people who are infected, wear face masks, cough into your elbows or cough into your shirt. Don't cough onto people around you. Mm. Stringent hand washing with soap and water or with alcohol-based rubs.
Right. And the likelihood of it coming to South Africa?
It's possible, and it's probably going to happen.
Mm.
But there's no mass urgency to cross the borders and get out of the country if it does happen. As I said, there's 11 cases in America at the moment, 20 in Japan, a few in Thailand, a few in Vietnam. There's a few sporadic cases over the world, but the world bodies are trying to curb it.
And I think doing a very good job of it.
Very good job. In 2020, with flights and everything going around, they're
difficult.
Doing a very good job.
Yeah. The deaths, the mortality, from this virus, has it been generally, immunocompromised people? Has it been,
so
or is it across the board?
People that have got comorbidities, in other words, other diseases, you know. The majority of people are over the age of 65 who've got coronary artery disease, diabetes, or immune suppressed. But that doesn't mean if you're 65 and you've got diabetes, you're going to die from coronavirus.
Right.
It just means you've got to protect yourself if there is an outbreak.
What are the symptoms?
So it starts off as a normal infection, cough, fever. Those are your symptoms, okay? It does progress then, or it can progress to a pneumonia. And in the severe cases, you get what you call an acute respiratory distress syndrome, where you need to be ventilated, put on a ventilator, and put in an ICU.
So how does somebody even know?
I think the most important thing is, once again, contacts.
Right.
You know?
Right.
If you're dealing with somebody that's just come back from Wuhan, I think you've got to be very careful.
Or China in general.
Yeah, in China in general, someone who's said,
because
I've just got back from China,
yeah,
I'm not feeling well, or they're coughing or they're sneezing,
I think,
stand back, you know. So not just today, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're not buying.
Right. Yeah, exactly, no Chinese food for us. But as you said, there's no confirmed cases in South Africa.
There's no confirmed cases. You can still go to Sto Sushi and have your sushi.
Oh, we can, and we can still, Zanati, you can still go to Bruma.
Yes, you can
still go to Bruma.
Right, okay. And we don't need to panic if we see an Asian person.
You definitely do not need to panic if you see an Asian person.
Zanati, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, I know, because I can tell Zanati is panicking if she sees Asian people right now. Time is 7:30. Dr. Anton Meiberg, thank you as always for coming in to studio. Anything else that we've left off that's important for our listeners to know?
I think once again, the most important thing is to have your flu vaccines. Don't forget your flu vaccine, end of March.
Hey. I feel like he's a Trojan horse.
I've got a funny feeling Zanotti is going to have a flu vaccine. I'm actually going to come. We're going to do a live record in the studio here, and we're going to see Zanotti's response when I give her flu vaccine.
Right. Final question before you go from Jenny. How many people have already survived it?
So if you look at the numbers, 17,000 infected, 465 dead. Mm. I think that's over 17,000 people that have survived.
So there we go.
So your mortality rate is about 2%.
Wow. Mm. Not so bad.
Okay.
I think it's higher driving to work.
Yeah, true.
Time is 7:31. I'm Howard Feldman.